All right, welcome back to another episode of the Coach's Corner podcast. We're joined here by head Westchester Women's Rugby coach, Tony Dramer. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah, so a short preseason so far. Getting ready for your first match on Sunday up at LIU. Talk about the last 2 weeks and how the team's looking going into that match.
Yeah, honestly, the team looks excited. They look focused at practice. We have had two practices so far, but they really look good. They're happy to be back, it looks like. We've been introducing the systems we're going to use for the year, and they seem motivated and ready for the season. So we're excited for this weekend against LIU. It'll give us a good idea of where we're at and what we need to work on.
So as always, you have a strong returning group, you know, led by the likes of Brooke Krieger, Emma Davies, Ty Hickey, just to really name a few. But you also have a few pretty major departures last year, you know, Faith Morley being probably one of the biggest. Talk about what you've seen out of your returners and how they've helped to bring the younger members along.
Yeah, I love the veterans have really taken a big role on the field for bringing these new players along. But I think one thing that we've really been working on is the relationships from our veterans to our younger players to try to bring them along in the systems and cultivating those mentorships, friendships, and relationships, because I think it really translates onto the field. So we're really tending to work on those things first. So we've been doing a lot of the bonding and making sure that the new players, whether they're walk-ons or coming in from playing in high school, feel comfortable with the team, accepted and ready to play, and I think that makes for a good learning environment. So we're looking to those veterans to really kind of be mentors for these younger players.
Sure. So, you know, obviously we know that 7 and 15 are two totally different games, but Brooke Krieger, you know, having a strong spring, landing on the all-tournament team down to 7th championship last year. What do you think, what kind of momentum did that give her coming into a new 15 season?
Yeah, Brooke's great. She's been great, you know, her whole career. She is a leader. She knows the game very, very well. She works hard, and, you know, work ethic and showing that type of work ethic to the younger kids is really huge. And, you know, as a veteran, as she is, she does lead by example, and she these kids do look up to her, and she does a great job of mentoring them and showing what needs to be done. She's very, very kind, too. When you get new people, sometimes they may feel not accepted and, you know, not unsure, but Brooke is really kind and accepting and a lot of fun, always smiling, joking around, so the incoming players really feel comfortable around her. So she's been a great asset to the younger players.
And then, you know, kind of going through that list, talking about Emma, you know, it's kind of funny to talk about a sophomore to the veteran, but having an all-conference season last year in 15s, talk about what you can see, what we might see out of her this year, trying to build off that.
Yeah, she's a player. She goes hard all the time. And, you know, one thing you can count on with Emma is to get a go forward. In rugby, that's really important, getting going forward behind the defense. And Emma is a strong ball carrier. So, again, we'll look to her this year to really get this team moving forward, make some good breaks on offense. And she's also a really good tackler. So she's good all around. So we're looking for her just to build on her last season and keep improving as a player, which I'm sure she will do. She seems to be very excited about the season and ready to go.
And then it's hard to talk about your program without last few years without talking about Ty Hickey. Talk about the leadership that Ty brings to the group.
Yeah, Ty's one of a kind. He is just, he does everything for the team. He knows all the stats from all the teams from the conference, and he's just that person who kind of leads the team as far as, like, knowing what's going on. He'll talk about where we are in the, you know, standings and what we need to do, and he'll write all kinds of articles in the quad and kind of just, you know, motivates and leads the team. He's a captain this year of the team, and, you know, he's done a great job so far. We're really looking for him to keep going forward. He's very outgoing, outspoken, and, you know, we have three captains that kind of complement each other this season, and Ty's really that person who, you know, says it like it is. So yeah, we're really looking for him to lead in that respect.
Yeah, so we talked about your returning group. Talk about your newcomers. You know, every year you bring in a pretty strong new group. You know, what have you seen out of them early on so far? What do you think we can expect out of them this season?
Yeah, they look comfortable, which in years past we've had, you know, injuries at the beginning of the season. We've had players who've left the team, whether it's graduation or just leaving the team, which have left us with low numbers. And this year, we have a squad right now standing about 35 or 36, which is very helpful to the team. So with this new mentorship, friendship type thing, the players look comfortable. They've had a week of being together and doing some things as a group. They look accepted, and they look to be a part of the team, which for me is really important. So I expect to see high levels of work ethic from these players, and I expect to see them wanting to compete for positions. We've talked about working as a team to push each other this season to make each other better. So having more players out there on the team will be essential to our success.
So circling back just a little bit, you know, another NIRA tournament appearance at the end of the 15 season last year, another Rugby Sevens National Championships appearance in the spring. You know, how do those type of consistent opportunities in the postseason help a program continue its development?
Yeah, it shows us a higher level of competition and if we can compete with that competition. Last year's Sevens Championship proved that we can play with these NIRA teams, even the Division I teams. In the Sevens Championships, all teams, whether D1 or D2, are bunched into the NIRA division. We finished seventh out of the 16 teams that were there. So we were very proud of that, and it teaches us that we can compete at that level, and we can compete with these teams. It builds our confidence, but also shows us what we need to focus on to be successful in the coming years.
Thursday gets underway on Sunday afternoon. Another strong schedule as usual, you know, including hosting Perennial Power Davenport in late October. You know, talk about your slate and talk about kind of what your thoughts are for our 9 matches this fall.
Yeah, we're very excited about this fall and the schedule ahead. Division 2 has grown over the last year with several teams adding, and so it gives us different teams to play and a wider degree of challenges to face during the season. The conference chair also added in a couple of Division 1 games with Mount St. Mary's and Navy since those teams are local. So that will challenge us as well and hopefully make us better for our divisional games. But we're happy the Davenport game is near the back of our season, so we can be fully prepared when we meet them in October. But we're glad to have them here at Westchester this year.
So, you know, speaking of Mount St. Mary's, I don't know if you've met Coach Loki's new assistant coach, Coach McAllister. She was the head coach at Mount St. Mary's for 2 years, back in 2018, 2019, I believe.
Okay, now
so
I
have
another
rugby coach on campus.
Oh, no way. I'll have to definitely meet them.
Yeah, so talking about, you know, the game growing, women's rugby in the national spotlight in a huge way this summer at the Summer Olympic Games in Paris. Between the social media presence we saw from the squad and then obviously their success on the field, talk about how big that is for the game.
That's just huge for the marketing of rugby, huge for the participation of rugby, and huge for the perceived culture of rugby. This elevates rugby as a serious sport, and will hopefully erase some of the stigma about rugby that's been out there over the years. And Ilona Mayer has been, you know, a great ambassador to the sport of rugby, and the team has brought a sense of professionalism to the sport. And, you know, hopefully we've seen a couple of players who've come out already this year because they've seen it on the Olympics. Hopefully that boosts a little bit of participation, not only here, but around the country. But it's been great, and congratulations to them.
And of course, you know, speaking of Team USA, we do have a former alum involved with the Eagles, and Autumn Zaplicki. You know, have you talked to Autumn and how's she doing?
Yeah, she's doing great. She just came off the tour to Japan with the USA 15s team. She is in the Olympic Training Center for sevens. However, she has been on the 15s national team, so to see her player out there for sevens, but playing on the 15s team really shows a lot of you know, her skills and skill sets and how she's been doing out there. So they're definitely interested in her, and we hope to see her in the next cycle for the sevens Olympics in 2028. So that's what's going to be starting soon, and hoping she'll be in that cycle.
Yeah, we'll certainly keep an eye out. That could be great to see her competing on American soil there for
in Los Angeles. That'd be great.
That'd be great one. So we'll kind of get you out here on this. What's your message to the team ahead of the start of the new season? Kind of about these early weeks.
The message will be one day and 1 week at a time. Too many times we look ahead, and this year we need to work hard day in and day out and take each day as it comes and build as a team and grow as a team and then take each game as it comes individually. So my message, one day and 1 week at a time.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks. All right.